in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. The requirements for a good harvest. You want a bumper harvest? By God's grace, this is our year of supernatural harvest. Can you say amen? And it is the will of God that this prophetic word find speedy fulfillment in your life. Find speedy performance in your life. Becomes your experience, becomes your testimony. But you have to also be taught on how to get a good harvest. That's what I will be doing today. Please listen attentively. This message is very, very important. For those who are not here, they will have to listen to the message. What are the requirements for a bumper harvest, for a bountiful harvest? In Matthew 13, 1 to 23, Jesus gave the parable of the sower, which was also given to us in the account of Mark, in Mark 4, 1 to 23, and also Luke, Dr. Luke, in Luke 8, 4 to 15. All of them talks about the parable of the sower. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Now, go with me to Mark 4, 26. I'll take my reading from there. What are the requirements for a good harvest? How many of you want good harvest? Yes. You know, Jesus used a lot of farming principles, farming precepts and examples in his teachings. Am I lying? Yes. Because as at then, farming business was among the commonest and most lucrative kind of business in the civilization of those days, in the context of the Jewish civilization. A lot of them were farmers. They were into farming business. Some of them were fishermen. Fishing too is farming. Two of us. Is it not farming? It's also farming business. Am I communicating? So, you will see, when we talk about harvest, you will see that it requires a thorough understanding of some farming principles. The principles of success in farming. You will see it being applied here. Mark chapter 4 verse 26. He said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Holy day. So the number one requirement for a good harvest is to sow a quality seed. Write it down. Sow a quality seed. Please bring down the volume. You must sow a quality seed. It says, the kingdom, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast what? Seed into the ground. It begins with sowing a quality seed. There is no harvest without the sowing of seed first. Am I communicating? All the effort of the farmer will amount to zero without a seed sown in the ground. Am I communicating? And guess what? The kind of harvest a farmer envisages determines the kind of seed he will sow. The kind of harvest he is expecting, the kind of harvest he desires, the kind of harvest he envisions, determines the kind of seed he will sow. If you want harvest of mango fruit, what kind of seed will you sow? Mango seed. Will you sow cashew seed? No. That's why Galatians, don't go there, 6 verse 7 says, God, he said, do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. So the kind of seed you sow determines the kind of harvest. He said, he does, and how you sow determines how you reap. He said, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. Why is he reaping sparingly? What you sow is what you reap. How you sow is how you reap. Am I communicating? Don't go there. Luke 6:38. Jesus said, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together and running over. He said, for with the same measure you give, it shall be measured back to you. Can you see? That's proportionate sowing. So you receive the harvest of your seed to the measure of your what? Your seed sown. Say the same measure is what will be multiplied. God can only multiply your seed sown. God cannot multiply nothing. If God multiplies nothing, it's still nothing. If you sow a seed of nothing and God multiplies it, which harvest will you get? Nothing. 1 billion times zero equals. Let's read on. So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. So the journey to getting a good bumper harvest begins with sowing a good quality seed. Next verse. He said, and he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. That fruit there is talking of the harvest. Some translation have it as harvest. First the blade, then the ear. See, you see the process. There is a process to the product called harvest, okay? Then the ear, after that, the full corn in the air. So the harvest is mature now. 29. He said, but when the fruit or the harvest is brought forth, immediately he, the farmer, putteth in the sickle. The sickle is a harvesting implement. Harvesting instrument, right? He said, put it in the sickle, because the harvest is what? Come. But did you see that the journey to this harvest began with what? Sowing a seed. Now listen, January is a month to sow, scatter as many seed as possible. I started sowing my own seed from even December last year. When God spoke to me that this year will be our year of supernatural harvest, I need to start planting different kind of seed. Let's look at various kinds of seed to sow. Okay? And I have to also teach you that there are different kinds of seed. Like I said, the kind of harvest you desire determines the kind of seed you sow. The kind of harvest you envision, you want, determines the kind of seed you sow. Okay, here are the various kinds of seed to sow. Just a minute. Where did I write this? So many things. Number one, there's, just put the heading, different kinds of seed to sow. Number one, the word of God. The word of God. Now, the greatest seed you can ever sow in this life is the seed of the word of God. And where do you sow it? Into the soil of your heart. Your heart is the soil. Your heart is a ground to plant that seed. That's why every opportunity you have to receive the word of God, never trivialize it. You are being seeded, just like is happening to you now. These next 14 days, I don't want you to joke. You will be seeded. You are being seeded with the word of God, which will now produce harvest in every area of your life. Am I communicating? The word of God is the greatest seed, is the ultimate seed that you can ever sow. And where do you sow it? First, into the soil of your heart. And then you now sow it into your life. You declare the word. You first plant it by meditation, by your confession. Am I communicating? Give me Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 8 verse 5. Rather, Luke 8 verse 5. In the parable of the sower, we learn that the sower went out to sow his seed. Okay? Then give me verse 11. And in verse 11, we were told that now the parable is this. Jesus explaining the parable of the sower, he said the seed is the word of God. So this is the first kind of seed that you must sow into your life. Sow into your heart. Spend time in the word. Listen to messages. Join our Telegram channel. Am I communicating? There are some messages. Don't say I was there when it was preached. You are joking. There are many things that you've not received. There are messages I've listened to close to 100 times. There are some even more than 100 times. And I'm still listening to them. The same message. So see, let the word of God be violently inserted into your heart. He said he cast it into the ground. That connotes violence. That word cast. Because there are so many things. There are so many things trying to prevent the seed of the word entering your heart. Am I communicating? There has to be a focused, repetitive approach when it comes to planting the seed of God's word. Am I communicating? Violently insert it. This is why sometimes the word is coming to you. There are messages I listen to in tongues. I'm telling you. There are messages I don't listen to them quietly. I listen to them praying in tongues. What am I doing? I'm opening my heart so that the thing will enter well to produce maximum harvest. Kaligo barakataya. This is why sometimes the word is coming to you, you have to mix it with tongues. Don't just take it like that. To press the thing in. Am I communicating? Violently cast it into the soil of your heart. Once you insert it, you can go to rest. Because the thing will spring forth. But it will not spring forth until it has entered. It said, the entrance of thy word, it giveth light. And it giveth understanding unto the simple. It can only give you light and understanding after you have violently inserted it. Because there are so many barriers to the word. Even your logic can be a barrier. That's why the Bible says renew your mind. Am I communicating? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We are seeding you with the word of God. That will make you successful. That will produce the harvest of mega success and greatness. In this life. Hallelujah. The seed is the word. And the word of God is the most important thing in this world. What created the world? The word. What can be more important? The word of God is the creator of the world. Is the creator of the creation, including human beings. So what can be more important? God is upholding everything with the word of his power. Never trivialize opportunity to feed and feast on the word. Never trivialize any opportunity to have the word of God planted into your heart, into your life. Never miss it. How do you know Christians that are still baby Christians? They will forego opportunity to receive the word of God that will change their life. They will rather go for mundane things. They will go for money. You put God word here, you put money here, they will choose the word of God. So they will choose money. And you understand? You put a movie here, Telemundo, Z-World, or maybe football, Premier League, La Liga. It's clashing with Glory Service. Say, Kai, my team is playing. This is an important match. I know go fit come. You see? It shows that they are what? Nepios. You know what we call Nepios? Eh? An infant that cannot talk well yet. They are still babies in the realm of the spirit. See, anything that clashes with opportunity to come to the house of God to feast on the word, that thing, I have forgotten it. I don't even think twice. You must prioritize spiritual things. Don't be like Esau. Don't be like Esau, who for a morsel of bread, the word of God is even more important than physical food. Am I communicating? My wife knows that once I'm listening to a message, I cannot eat physical food at that point. My food will wait until after that message. I focus my attention. Hunger is on hold. Food is on hold. Everything else can wait, because the word of God is the most important seed. Never joke with it. Never. As I'm talking, there are some of you, you've still not joined the Telegram channel. You are hearing every day, but you will never do. How can God help your life? It shows you are a fool. The proof of wisdom is action. Jesus said, whosoever heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man. Wisdom is doing the word of God that you have heard. Am I communicating? If you want to grow fast, I'm telling you, be seeding your heart with the word of God. Let it be bombarding your heart, front, right, and center. There are many times I sleep with the word of God, with my earpiece, not to disturb anybody. I sleep with it that way. Is it not better to sleep that way? Than watching horror movie before going to bed, and then you know demons are present. Why wouldn't they pursue you? You will see what you saw in the movie. They are now calling Pastor Nenkoop 2 a.m. Say they have come again. What did you listen to before you went to bed? Am I communicating? There are times I listen to a message. I will enter inside the message in my dream. I begin to participate. Yeah, these are the kind of dreams you should be having. When you put the right thing before your eyes and before your ears. Am I communicating? Not pornography. Why won't you see naked women with baby breasts chasing you? You understand? What did you watch? Those romantic movies, those rubbish, this thing that you were browsing in the night before you slept. It is the demons that are after your life. Mommy, water spirits. You have opened yourself up to their. You sow that seed, and whatever a man sow, that shall he. So you're now coming for deliverance. When you blast in tongues, shakataka, prakataka, prakata, 15 minutes before you go to bed, and then you put one message, you top it up with one scripture and listen to me, you won't be dreaming stupid dreams. I'm telling you. He said, to whom brain is given, sense is required. Number two seed you must sow this year. We're looking at requirement for a great harvest, but say the first one is the sowing of seed. Number two seed, the seed of prayer and fasting. Galatians 6 verse 7. Prayer is a seed. Fasting is a seed. You see this 21 days fast, don't joke with it. And the 3 days fast, or more, as the case may be, that we'll be doing every month, is part of the seed we are sowing. It's not a religious ritual. No. There are certain kind of result that when you want, you must pray and you must fast. Am I communicating? Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost after he came out of River Jordan, after John baptized him,
The Bible says he was praying, the heavens were open, and the Holy Ghost descended upon him like a dove. And Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost, because we were told in Matthew 4:1 and Luke 4:1 that Jesus was led by the Spirit, being full of the Holy Ghost, into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. But before the temptation came, he engaged in what? 40 days prayer and fasting, and generated spiritual power, build capacity, strength. So when Satan finally came with the temptation, it was too late. He could overcome temptation. Why? His spirit man had been built up. And then something else, he returned in the power of the Spirit. And I told you on Friday that one of the benefits of fasting, it helps to what? Detonate spiritual power like a bomb. Dunamis power from your spirit. The thing gains motion like kinetic, from potential to what? Kinetic energy. The power of the spirit locked up in your spirit is unlocked. It is unleashed through prayer and fasting. A man of God wrote a book, The Atomic Power of Prayer and Fasting. That was one of the books that sparked up the healing revival. Yeah, yeah. In the 1940s. The Atomic Power, Franklin Hall. That's his name. The Atomic Power. It helps to unleash. It's not that prayer and fasting is what brings the power. Mm-mm. The Holy Ghost is a power bringer. And the day you receive the Holy Ghost, all of God's power have come to reside in you. But the power does not just flow automatically. There are laws that control it. And one of them is prayer and fasting. One of the principles of unlocking that power is engage in prayer and fasting. Jesus was filled with the Spirit. After he engaged in prayer and fasting, he could overcome temptation. 1, 2, he returned, Luke 4:14, in the power of the Spirit. He had sown seed of what? Prayer, seed of fast. What of Moses? He was with God 40 days, 40 nights. He so marinated in the glory, in God's manifest presence, that the Bible said the skin of his face began to shine. Aya. The children of Israel had to beg him to cover his face. Mend them. These are the people we call mend them. You separate the boys from the men. Hi. Mend them. Hi. Am I communicating? Jesus was praying in Luke 9:29, and the Bible says at the Mount of Transfiguration, the fashion of his countenance was altered. His face began to gayagabalatai. He was radiating the glory of God that was locked up in his spirit. The thing was unlocked. You see, prayer and fasting helps you to manifest that hidden glory. Am I communicating? That beauty will come out. Whatever was locked will come. It unlocks your potentials. Even your gift, your talent, everything will begin to find expression. Some of you don't know what you carry. You never know what you carry. Ikolobogodo brakataya. Some of you don't know by divine design, you are meant to be a planetary prophet. But you are here because the thing has not gained traction. You are here looking for prophecy, looking for who will prophesy to you. Meanwhile, by divine design, you are meant to be a what? A planetary prophet. The type that kings and nobles and presidents will be running to for solution. Some of you are meant to control wealth to a dimension that Elon Musk and Bernard Watsev, all those people of false billionaire, will look like child's play. The money they have will look like child's play compared to the dimension of wealth God have ordained for you. But you are still here looking for transport because that thing has not come. You learn to push it out in the place of prayer. Praise God. There are times that I pray,
Hey, you must be. See, if God can teach you how to pray, how to fast, He has made you a successful. Hey, in this life. Eh? There are times that I pray, I start feeling tangible power. You know what we call tangible power? Power. Power, as in P-A-W-A, not P-O-W-E-R. Tangible power, I'm telling you. Power to do and undo. Am I communicating? And there is an audacity, authority, audacity, confidence that comes with it. You become like a lion. The lion in you comes out. Some of you are so timid, you are so shy, because you have not connected with tangible power. That thing has not come out. When it comes out, you won't be shy. You will become like a lion. You will be bold, you will be courageous. Am I communicating? It will drown and decimate every fear. You become fearless. Am I communicating? Hi. There was a time I was praying. I started feeling the presence of God like wild wind. You know what we call wild wind? Eh? Like wild wind around me. You know the way breezy, this kind of wild wind. And windows were not... I was in the room. Door locked, window locked. So where is the wind coming from? The presence of God. You begin to have all manner of experience. There was a time I was praying, the anointing came on me, I fell under the power. All by myself. Eh? I'm telling you, I was praying, tangible power. My leg were vibrating. I fell under the power inside the room, on my own. See, the power you don't feel in your secret place, you won't feel it outside, though. So this thing is not kalu kalu. No, it's real. You have to assess it through prayer and fasting. See, in the school of power, you must pay your school fees. Prayer and fasting is the school fees. Eh? You must pay your wages. The Bible says a laborer is worthy of his wages. If you labor in prayer, labor in fasting, God will pay you your salary, which is the anointing. I'm talking too much here. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So the kind of seed you sow determines the harvest you get. Next verse. He said, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap what? Life everlasting. Next verse. And let us not be weary. Don't become tired in well doing. That's in sowing the right kind of seed. Don't become weary. Don't become tired of sowing the seed of prayer. Don't become tired of sowing the seed of fasting. Be consistent. I think it was Gloria Copeland that said, in consistency lies the power. It's not what you do occasionally that determines your final eventual outcome of your life. It's what you do consistently. Be consistent. He said, we shall reap if we faint not, on one condition. Don't faint before your harvest shows up. Don't faint. Look at verse 8. He that soweth to the Spirit. One of the ways we sow to the Spirit is by spending time in prayer, spending time in fasting, waiting upon the Lord, communion with God. We are sowing to what? The Spirit. The second kind of seed is prayer and fasting seed. Number three kind of seed, money and material resources. Money and material resources. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. This is financial seed, in bracket, right? Financial seed. Now, if you want harvest of money and material resources, you will not be wise to be sowing only prayer and fasting seed. Eh? Am I communicating?
Eh? Your prayer and fasting will only make sense after you have sown financial seed. That is, if you want financial harvest, you want harvest of money and material resources, the right, the number one kind of seed you must sow is financial seed. Praise God. Sometimes the message is going on. Some people, a word just hit them. It can be a revelation as a preacher is praying, or it could be a word of prophecy that addresses their situation. Those who are wise, they will not just shout amen. You see them package a seed and come and drop on the altar. What are they doing? Eh? They are connecting with their financial seed to that prophetic word in order to what? Activate it to manifestation. Am I communicating? I've gone for some meeting, and as the ministration is on, the man of God just said something that addresses my situation. I'm not a fool. I package a seed, I sow into that prophetic word. Am I communicating? This year, scatter financial seed everywhere. Let me give you wisdom. If you notice that the harvest, the financial harvest, the kind of money that keeps coming to you is around a particular range. It has not gone beyond that range for a long time. For instance, you've never received any harvest in millions, or you've never even received any harvest in hundreds of thousands. It simply means that you need to upgrade the kind of seed you are sowing. Am I communicating? Look at it. 38, not 33. Luke 6:38. It says, give. That's sow your financial seed, and it shall be given unto you. You see that? That's your harvest. And look at the characteristics of the harvest that will be given to you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. Can you see that your harvest is always greater than your seed? Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, that's overflowing harvest, shall men give into your bosom. You see that? Your harvest is with men, oh, but they will not give it to you until you obey that law, give. Until you first sow financial seed, nobody will be moved to give to you. They will give. Are you seeing this? Remember the story of the prodigal son. Eh? In his abundance, when he had all the money, which seed? Show me anywhere he sowed any financial seed. He didn't give to God, nothing like tithe, nothing like any form of giving. He didn't give to anybody. So when he finished everything, famine set in. The Bible says he was in want. And nobody gave to him. That caught my attention. Nobody gave to him. No harvest came to him. Men did not give him anything. Why? Because he didn't sow any seed in the first place. Don't just pray for money. Sow financial seed in faith. That's what we call the principle of seed faith. You sow in faith in expectation of your miracle harvest. Am I communicating? Shall men give to your bosom. Whatever measure you give, it shall be given back to you again. Give me 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10. Are you getting blessed? 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10. Is it now he that ministered seed to the sower? Is it God begins by ministering seed to the sower? Is it he will minister bread for your food and then multiply? Watch that word. God only multiplies what? Your seed sown, and then increase the fruit of your righteousness. God does not multiply your needs expressed in prayer. He multiplies your seed sown in order to meet that need you are expressing in prayer. Anytime you pray to God about a financial miracle, he will talk back to you about sowing a commensurate financial seed that will bring about that what? financial miracle. All throughout the Bible, all financial or material provisional miracles is provoked by a material seed. Am I communicating? Jesus needed the seed of 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes for him to what? Release a blessing on it and multiply the harvest, fed that multitude, 5,000 men minus women and children, and then they had 12 baskets left over. But watch the beginning point. There was a seed, the little boy's lunch that he what? Gave out. Am I communicating? The widow woman and Elijah. You remember the story? The widow at Zarephath, her seed was that last meal. When she sowed it, if she had eaten it, that would have been the end. You are not wise if you eat your last meal. You understand? So let me tell you, one of the reasons people don't like, or what holds many people from giving, is the fear of lack. The fear of lack. The fear of lack. Now listen, I'll show you how to break that thing. The fear of lack is one of the main things that holds people back from giving. They think of their needs. They are afraid, if I give this now, I will lose it. Because they've not yet understood the principle of the kingdom. He said, there is that word scattereth and yet increaseth. They don't know that in this kingdom, you increase by scattering seed. That whatever you sow, you don't lose it. Rather, you have what? Sown a seed for an eventual harvest. Your eyes should be on your harvest. It is not a minus, it is plus. In fact, it is multiplication. Because God multiplies your seed sown. Am I communicating? You sow nothing, God will multiply nothing, and you will receive harvest of nothing. Very important principle. You will never come out of poverty. You will never come out of scarcity and lack if you have not mastered the wisdom of sowing financial seeds. Start from where you are. Start from where you are. It's very important. It's very important principle. Praise God. Fear of lack is what stops a lot of people from giving. And guess what? The only way to overcome the fear of lack is by giving. Yes. Must have that impetus for action. And the giving should be sponsored by understanding that this is the only way I can break lack. Break the cycle of lack and poverty. Am I communicating? Whenever you notice what is left is not enough, turn it into a seed and sow it. If what you have is not enough to get the job done, to carry out the project or do what you want to do, turn it into a seed and believe God for a harvest, and there will be a mighty supply. Am I communicating? That is how this thing works. Never eat your last meal. It could be the last money in your account. I think it was in December, I emptied my account like 3 times. As the money is coming, because there is a particular kind of harvest I am envisioning that I'm believing God for. And as long as I've not seen it, whatever enters, fiao, I saw it. Comes again, fiao. And as I was sowing, money was coming, I release again. It's not up to the harvest. It's not up to the harvest. Like 3 times. Praise God. It's a very important principle. Next verse. Oh, no. Hold it here. Give me Genesis 8:22. While the earth remained, seed time and what? Harvest. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So, seed time and harvest. There is no harvest without seed. Can you see this? They go together. The law of sowing and reaping. There is no reaping without sowing. Giving and receiving. Give me Philippians 4:15. So you learn to sow financial and material seed. And don't sow sparingly. Because if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. If you give God
Keke na pep man change. Oh, kada man are suffering. You will reap sparingly too. Yes, that is how it is. Now, ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving. There is no receiving without giving first. In fact, Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. There is a blessing attached to receiving, but he said the blessing attached to giving is greater. Are you seeing that? The hand that gives is always on top. The one that receives is always under. Bishop David Abioye gave a very interesting story. He said when he was a student on campus, there are some of his coursemates, his friends, that they like to come and eat in his house. They say, ah, let's go to Brother David's house. That one and Mumu. They will hide their own food, hide their foodstuff, hide their milk and all of that, put it. Then they will come and be eating his own. They thought they were smart, using human wisdom, worldly wisdom. But he kept giving. He said, no matter, even sometimes it's the last food they will eat and go. He didn't know. He said they didn't know that he was using them like a ladder to climb. Because listen, it's a law. It's a law. There is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. Nobody has ever become broke by giving. Never fear for the future of a giver. It is bright. Am I communicating? Praise God. I will never forget, there was a time in Dunamis. Then I just finished secondary school. I was believing God for admission into medicine, Unijos. I had written JAMB. I didn't know anybody in Unijos. No connection. I was just trusting God. My faith was purely in God. I was in church. Dr. Paul Enenche was preaching then in Area 1 church. He then gave a prophetic word that addressed my case. And the thing struck me like a thunderbolt where I was sitting. And my last 500? I can't remember. That money included my offering and my transport back. I was staying in Mambila Barracks. Then it was Yakubugahan Barracks. That is in Metama. Everything was inside that 500. And the Lord said I should give that sacrifice. I came and sold it on the altar. And guess what? That day I trek back home. Long trekking. How many hours trekking? Sun was beating me. I was praying in tongues and I was trekking back. But guess what? Uni just released admission. My name was there. Merit list. I didn't call anybody. No phone call, no connection, nothing. God did it. Are you getting me? Am I communicating? I heard the story of a young girl that she heard about the work of God, giving towards God's work. And she did not have money to give. But the Bible says if there be first a willing heart. She had a willing heart. She said, ah, is this how the work of God will suffer? There will be no money and resources to preach the gospel, to win souls, to do the work of God, she said, no. She said she would rather sell herself into slavery. That is, they should buy her as a slave. And the money that is proceeding from the slavery, they should be putting it into the gospel. Can you imagine? Somebody agreed to sell herself into slavery, to become a slave willingly, a free person, so that the money will be put into the work of God. I read that story. Tears almost came out of my eyes. And then we have Christians that don't ever even, as money is entering their hand, they don't think God, they don't think the kingdom, they don't think the gospel, they don't think about partnership. It doesn't even cross their mind. They can think shawarma. They can think going out with their friends. They can think about their girlfriend that they have been chasing, that has refused. How they can use money to confuse her head to agree. But they don't think partnering with the gospel. Do you know that? Let me tell you something. Do you know that if something is not a priority to you, it will not come your mind when money enters your hand?
So the very fact that you don't even think of tithing, you don't think of kingdom partnering with the gospel, giving towards the work of God, it shows that that is anytime money enter, those things doesn't even cross your mind first. It shows that they are not a priority to you. You need to repent today. That's the truth. Because as long as you think like that, you are not yet a candidate for kingdom wealth. Then Paul said, these people sent once and again the Philippian church unto his necessity, the church in Macedonia, and then he prayed for them. Verse 19. This was the only church that was partnering with Apostle Paul's ministry, sowing financial and material seed. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. He didn't pray this prayer for other churches. So prayed for this. They were his top partners. Am I communicating? A man of God said, quoting Philippians 4:19, without practicing what they practice from verse 15 down, that without giving and sowing, am I communicating? He said, it makes you a spiritual 419. And you want to reap where you did not sow. Am I communicating? Praise God. Then the next kind of seed, right? I think I'll round up here. We'll continue. See, how many kind of seed have I mentioned? Guess what? I have close to 10 different kinds of seed here. So that means this message will be long. I'll just continue tomorrow. Am I communicating? I'm just on only one, though. You know why I'm taking it this way? I'm not rushing it. Because this year you must reap your supernatural harvest. Me, I will play my part. I will teach you. But you know, it's one thing to teach. It's another thing for people to what? Apply what they are taught. A teacher can teach you, but he will not help you in exam hall or during tests. Everybody must write his own. Base your understanding. That's where you will have to apply what you were taught. I won't be there when the test and examination of life hit you. I won't be there. A coach can only coach his what? His team, people like that, but he cannot play for them during the match. During the football match or tournament, will the coach enter and play for them? Can only stand outside. If at some time, if he charges too much and crosses the line, they'll give you a yellow card. Yes, am I lying? Malcolm is here. You understand what I'm saying? The players will have to apply the things he has taught them in that field. And if they don't play according to what he told them, and they will end up losing the match. And they will have themselves to be blamed. Am I communicating? So my own job is to teach you. Your job is to what? Decide to apply it consistently, diligently. Consistency is very important. I heard the story. How many of you have read this book, Acres of Diamond? Acres of Diamond. By Russell Conwell. It's a good book. In the story, it talked about what happened in America during the days of the gold rush, when they discovered gold. This gold rush, and people were rushing, looking for gold everywhere. He gave this very interesting story. There is this man that he did not know that his land had diamond. Sorry, gold. He didn't know there was gold under the ground. So, watch this. As the gold rush was ongoing, he decided one day that let him dig and see whether he will find gold on his land. So he started digging. He dug. After a while, he gave up because he didn't get anything. He didn't see anything. So he then left the land. In fact, he sold the land to somebody else. and went in search of gold in some other lands. The person that bought the land came in and saw where he started digging for gold. And the person said, let me just continue. As in, let me try my luck. And when the person dug one, he hit gold mine. So in other words, that man was very close. Watch this. He has been digging for long ago. He was close. Just one more hit. He gave up prematurely. Inconsistency lies the power. Sometimes, listen, when you are praying, fasting, giving, you are sowing all manner of seed, it will look as if for a while there is no visible evidence of any result. No problem. Continue. Inconsistency lies the power. Don't say nothing is happening. In this realm, with what your optical eye is seeing, it looks as if nothing is happening. But in the realm of the spirit, so many things are happening. There is what we call the law of compound interest. The result is compounding in the realm of the spirit where you are not seeing. It's just like now as you are praying, you are pressing into the spirit. These 21 days will be coming every day. Now somebody may look at us and think that we are fools. Or we don't have what to do with our life. But the person doesn't know that we are generating an effect. It is starting from the spirit realm. See, when Elijah was praying for rain, he told the servant, go and check. First time, what did the servant say? Nothing. In this realm, nothing. But in the realm of the spirit, is it nothing? No, the prayer was doing something from the unseen realm. Changes begin first from the realm of the spirit before they appear in the physical. Because you are addressing the problem from the root. When Jesus caused the fig tree, it dried up from the root, not from the leaf. The root is unseen. You can't see it with your eye. It took 24 hours for it to manifest. And depending on what you are praying and ordering from the spirit realm, it determines the length that you have to patiently persevere. Am I communicating? So look at that foolish man that sold his land in search for gold in some other land. If he had just continued, if only he was consistent, he would have hit. And guess what? That is land. Hey, my God. May you never be a victim of foolishness. Amen. Listen, that his land became the second largest gold reserve in America as at then. So, after he went searching in the gold rush, went searching fruitlessly, he couldn't get anywhere. He then decided to return back to that his land that he sold around that area. And then he noticed that they've already fenced the place. And with heavy duty security people. He asked, what's happening here? They won't allow him enter. Then they told him that inside that land is the second largest gold reserve in America. He said, hey, Mogbe, my land. And he sold it at a cheap price. What was his problem? Lack of consistency. Tell your neighbor, keep pressing. Elijah prayed 1 hour. He said, go and check. He said, nothing. He continued. He was not discouraged. Go and check. Second time, nothing. Third time, fourth time, fifth time. Inconsistency lies a power. Keep doing what you are doing. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Things are changing from the spirit realm until the seventh time. And seven is the number of completion, perfection, fullness. In the fullness of time, your harvest will manifest. At the seventh time, the servant said, I see a little cloud like the hand of a man. He said, correct. Now, can you see that the transactions that have happened in the realm of the spirit, what transpired in the spirit that was unseen previously for those six times is now showing up in the physical before he stopped. Am I communicating? Let me end with this story. Have you heard of the story of the Chinese bamboo tree? How many of you have heard of the story of the Chinese bamboo tree? The Chinese bamboo tree. Once you plant the seed of the Chinese bamboo tree, you need to water it, nurture it, and fertilize it every day. That's after planting the what? The seed of the Chinese bamboo tree. You need to what? Water it. Nurture it and fertilize it every day. But nothing happens the first year. That's, you will be doing all this thing for 1 year. Nothing. You do the same thing the next year. That's, you water it, you nurture it, you fertilize it. Every day. 2 years, nothing happens. You will see no visible result for 4 years. And you have to keep doing all those things every single day without fail. It is said that if you fail to water it, nurture it and fertilize it for 1 day, if you fail to do that for 1 day, the seed will die. 4 years. Somebody say consistency. Higher. Then guess what? In the 5th year, something happens. You see the power of consistency. So much success lesson to draw from there. He said, but then what happens on the 5th year is just awesome. One morning you wake up, that's in the 5th year, you will now see a small bamboo sprig. The thing will just... That's the 5th year. After 4 long years. Then, guess what? The next day, the thing will grow bigger. Then in 5 weeks, boom, it will grow up to 90 feet. That is like 27 meters, close to 30 meters. The thing will pow, rise to high. That is in 5 weeks. Then somebody then asks a question. What was happening those 4 long years in which you look as if no evidence of progress, no any result, no evidence of growth or change? Let me tell you what is happening in those 4 years. The Chinese bamboo seed planted was actually growing underground those 4 years. That's why I said that you cannot see visible result in the physical. Does not mean nothing is happening. It was growing and developing. See, it was not growing like this. It was going down those 4 years. It's developing a deep taproot system in order to carry the weight of the Chinese bamboo. By the time the thing begins to grow vertically like this, by then the root has already been developed to carry it. How am I coming? It's building capacity. And that's what is happening to so many of you. God is helping you build the necessary spiritual infrastructure, the necessary spiritual structures, building your character, your value, your attitude to carry the weight of your success and greatness so that you will not crash. Am I communicating? Even in the school of the anointing, character is important, because there are some dimension of anointing that will come on you. If you've not built the necessary character, you will crash. But the thing can destroy you. Not because the anointing will destroy you per se. It's you that will do things that will make yourself to be destroyed. Because you've not built capacity. You don't have the commensurate character. You don't know there's some level of grace that human beings will literally want to worship you. You don't know. Hey, you are joking. They will look at you and say, Kai, this is a god, it's not a human being. They will say, this is a deity. Just like they have Shango, they have Orumila, they have which one? Amadiora, they have Buddha. They will want to worship you too. So if you don't build character, there are some level of anointing, grace you have as a guy. Women will be presenting themselves for you to sleep with them free of charge. In fact, they will see it as an honor. As a big honor, I'm telling you, they will. This kind of that you are not the one chasing them, they are the one chasing you. Yes, you think I'm joking? Imagine if God have not trained you in the place of character, women will be the end of your ministry, will finish you. Am I communicating? Then another lesson to learn from the story of the Chinese bamboo tree is the power of consistency. Did you notice you have to be what? Watering it every day, nurturing it every day, and what? Fertilizing it for 4 long years with no evidence of what? Result. Consistency. Just like somebody say, I've been tightening, things are still tight, no problem, continue. Inconsistency lies the power. It's just a face. They have been praying, no change, continue. Add fasting, in fact, to the prayer. Am I communicating? Hey, so, now so, Papa Womo could they come here every day for the next 14 days, no problem. Remember the story of the Chinese bamboo tree. That's what I'm telling you. Chinese one was for 4 years. Is this one 4 years? Only 14 days. Am I communicating? Because we are gaining mileage in the realm of the spirit, which is unseen. You know, very soon people will suspect us in this city. Now, thank God you people are here. I think we'll now see how will they do them. I think we now see. So tomorrow, when people start carrying news media, say, they use jazz, you will be there to defend me. No. This one, no, it's true. Now so, when you are paying the price, nobody sees. When results start pouring, they will start suspect. Are you sure this guy is using God's power? All those people, where they don't go do jazz. These are jazz men on suit. No, you will say, no. I know this one. You'll be there to defend us. Am I communicating? The power of consistency. There are some, your actions, no matter how little, you understand? The power of daily routine. What you do daily determines what you become permanently. Mike Murdock said, the secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. Successful people have power habits. They have certain rituals, routine, things they do daily, certain habits they have imbibed. Am I communicating? And one of them is the habit of reading. Learning something new every day. You understand? They would rather read than watch movie. You understand? Feed on the word. Listen to messages. Have a set of routine every day, things you do every day. Read good books. Go for knowledge. It's better than entertainment. Africa, Nigerians, we like too much entertainment. Do you know studies show that Nigerians spend money on entertainment more than they spend on everything else, including education? You now see why we are backward. So much emotional spending on entertainment. The last time Davido say he's coming to Jos, I was surprised after glory service. Oh, look at the hold up. My wife is here. People are waiting on the road. Hey, Davido is coming. Oh, they refuse to even sleep. As at 2 a.m., they were still there. Entertainment. It was around that very late they announced to them that unfortunately he couldn't come because they didn't settle him his full money. That is how the guy is. If you don't pay him in full, he's not coming. They say we'll give you an installment, we'll give you part payment. Then after the distance, we'll give. He said no, full. They didn't reach agreement, so the guy said, I'm not coming again. And the fools waiting for him, they don't know. And the people were wise. They didn't tell them on time. Because they too have to recover their money. Am I communicating? We like too much entertainment. So much the things that people are supposed to spend money on that will help their life. They will not spend money. But the ones that... Hey, so somebody will have data. Instead of using your data to go on YouTube, to go on Google, thank God for Google. Thank God for YouTube. Powerful tools for your personal growth and development. Download, listen to the things, get the necessary information, go for the knowledge, the things that will help your life, help your finances, help your spiritual life, help your business career. People will not spend data on that one. No. Should I tell you the one they spend data on? Comedy skits. They can watch 10 comedy skits a day. Is that not data going? But just tell them, listen to this message. They say, we'll not get data. Your problem is your priority. That's the truth. To whom brain is given, sense is what? Hope you are receiving sense today. The power of consistency. Then the third lesson from the Chinese bamboo tree is the power of patience, perseverance, and faith. For that long 4 years, you see, that's patience. The vision is for an appointed time. At the end, it shall speak, not at the beginning. It shall not lie. It will look like a lie at the beginning. People will mock you, just like they have mocked us. Do you know we've been mocked in this ministry before? Oh, you don't know. People have mocked us. People have laughed at us. There are some people thought we don't know what we are doing. Some people are waiting for us to even fail. But oh boy, waiting for us to fail in ministry is like waiting for God to die. So the question is, can God die? Because this vision is born of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You know, at the beginning, the vision will look like a lie. Every vision is beautiful. There are no low callings. Every man's calling is a high calling. It's dependent on you, how far you go with it. The beauty and the color comes with time. That's why you need to be patient. Do you know a rat? Do you know it takes only 21 days for a rat? The pregnancy, when a rat is pregnant, the incubation period, the gestational period of a rat, the period of pregnancy lasts only 21 days, and then the rat gives birth. But an elephant, the gestational period of a pregnant elephant is 28 months. 28 months. How many years is that? Do the calculation. Imagine somebody pregnant with a vision for that long. The vision is an appointed time. You understand? So people can mock and laugh at you while the offer lasts. But you know what you are building. Am I communicating? But after, now, just in 21 days, less than 1 month, the rat has delivered. Imagine the rat laughing at the elephant. This one, he carried belly for 1 year, nothing, 2 years. Ha! You sure say that thing are five bread? You sure not be even five bread? Village people don't remove the pekin, put five bread. You understand? The people will be talking. But after 28 months, the pregnancy of the elephant is finally downloaded to the earth realm. The elephant gives birth. Have you seen a baby elephant before? Just the finger alone is bigger than the entire rat. See, don't feel bad when people are laughing at you. There is something you carry by the time you born them. Hey, you understand? Hey, how many rats will you put together that will look like a baby elephant? So, the power of patience and perseverance. Certain results take time. Certain kind of reason. You know, I know the kind of ministry God have called us to. See, that's why one of my prayer most at times is, Lord, help them to see what I'm seeing concerning the future of this vision. Let me tell you the truth. Look up. If you don't have a glimpse or an understanding, you can't see the future of this ministry, this vision that we are pursuing. Let me tell you the truth. You will become discouraged. And then you will live with time. That's the truth. Dr. Paul Enenche was giving a story. He said, when Dunamis started in Abuja some years back, is it 96 or 98? I've forgotten. He said, like 13 of them, him and his wife, married man, pastor, 13. There were 11 other people, some from his wife's side, some from his own side. And then some of the pastors, some of the ministers then, helping them in the work. They were staying in the same house. one bedroom flat, room and parlor, 13 people. This kind of face me, I face, that toilet, that's all the, like, all the people on this road, they use the same toilet. He said, so one of the young man then that was vibrant, that was with them, that was helping with the work, the guy at the time, because of the challenges in those beginning period, the guy just gave up. He started complaining at some point because he could not see what Dr. Paul have seen concerning the future of the ministry. That's the truth. People live at the beginning phases when they cannot see the future of the work. That's the truth. Unless you capture it, you will not, you will give up. You become discouraged. You become easily discouraged. He said that young man left them. This among the founding members of Dunamiso. He left them. He left them. Dr. Paul Enenche said just recently he was holding a crusade in Kaduna. And as he was driving in, he sighted that young man. He sighted him. You know those kind of people that stand by the road to see the man of God, you know? He was one of them. He said he sighted him and he stopped. He looked at him. Ah, is this you? Yes, I'm the one. So what happened to you? He spoke with him. Dr. Paul just remembered those years back. He said, I wish this young man could see the future. He said, imagine if he was with them. Imagine where he would be by now as one of the founding members. You see, when people cannot see the future, they become discouraged. They give up. Am I communicating? Can you rise to your feet? Our time is fast spent. In 1-2 minutes. Now, these requirements for a good harvest is a very important message. I'll continue next tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Eh? Did I say next tomorrow? Tomorrow. Every day we day. Tell your neighbor, every day we'll be here. We'll full ground. Gidigba. Eh? Eh? I say we full ground. We'll not be tired. It's harvest time. Just lift up your hands. Father, I receive grace to put into practice everything I just learned. Lift up your voice and fire prayer. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong-King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.